Mbap! You are tuned to Sports 2 and 4, broadcasting everyone on the internet for no one to listen to. My name is Rochi, and my host here is Mr. Paul Shaw. Today is Wednesday, October the 6th, according to my phone. So, we are ready to rock. We're here to talk about sports everywhere around the world, probably mostly concentrating in the US, Texas, Dallas. But also, we're going to cover a little bit of European sports as well. So
a little bit.
Again, I now pass you over to my host, Paul Shaw.
Well, thank you, sir. It is a great day here in the Metroplex, and I think you know why, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you anyway.
Tell me.
Well, the Rangers, they won their first playoff game today since 1996, and I am super psyched, if you cannot tell by the sound of my voice.
I'm super depressed.
Really? Why is that?
1996 feels like yesterday for me. When I sat down and worked it out, it's 14 years ago.
That's true. That's good math. But yeah, I'm super, super duper psyched about this.
You're super duper psyched.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you now work on the Disney Channel?
I do. Am I part-time, though. I can't get a full-time job.
So they won their first playoff game.
Yeah, since 1996, and it's huge. It really is. Especially to win the first game of the series against the Rays. That means now that we have a chance, no matter what happens tomorrow, we have a chance to win the series in advance to the American League Championship Series.
Seriously?
When we come back to play at home on Saturday. So we have two games at home. If we win both of those, regardless what happens tomorrow, if we lose tomorrow, we win both games at home, we advance. We go move on to the next round, which I think I saw the stat earlier that said I think the last 24 first round series, 21 of them that win the first game go on advance to the next round. So I mean, yeah, that just shows it's huge. I'm really excited. Cliff Lee today, just really went out there and proved what he's worth. It's just like the most unbelievable midseason pickup that we've ever had. He goes out there today and pitches 7 innings, only allowing 1 run and getting 10 strikeouts. And there was no doubt the entire game that he was just completely in charge of it. He had a little problem in the first inning, but after that, he just cruised. And it was just spectacular to watch as a Rangers fan because, we haven't had good pitching here in a long time. And it's just really, 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 really
fun to
watch.
So who did they beat today?
They beat the Tampa Bay Rays.
What are we talking about?
Formerly the Devil Rays.
They were the Devil Rays, right?
They did. They used to be the Devil Rays.
And then
Rays.
Someone tried to call them Chipmunks, and they decided, no, they're just going to Rays.
Right. It's a little more politically correct, right?
Yeah.
Taking the devil out of the name. I can't speak enough about how great our general manager, John Daniels, has done this season. With no money at all, with our team and our owner being bankrupt, he's gone out there and picked up, the biggest parts of our team. He goes out there and he trades for Cliff Lee, Jeff Francoeur, Benji Molina, and it's just unbelievable.
Some of those were unpopular decisions, right?
Right, right. Well, there's always two ways to each trade. It's going to be a lot of times it's each fan base likes it, and lots of times it's only one fan base that likes it. But it just shows now that it was worth it because Benji Molina, a midseason pickup at catcher, who's he's 35 years old, it's old for a catcher, especially.
They don't run so fast anymore.
Right, and especially him. He's probably the slowest player in Major League Baseball. But he goes out and hits a home run and an RBI single, driving in 2 runs for the game. And, that was a difference maker. And Jeff Francoeur, a late pickup, he drives in the first run of the game hits a ball in deep center for a double and drives in the first run. It's unbelievable.
So this guy's an amazing batter, but terrible runner. Maybe they should get him just one of those electric chairs. Yeah. The kind you see going around at Walmart with a basket on the front. The basket's a legal catch.
Something tells me Benji Molina wouldn't be opposed to that. He's hilarious. Probably one of my all-time favorite Rangers just because, the guy's hilarious. But anyway, game 2 is tomorrow. CJ Wilson will be on the mound against James Shields in St. Petersburg, Florida. And, if we win that game tomorrow in Florida, we come back home and have 2 chances here at home to win 1 game and advance to play either the Yankees or the Twins.
Yankees again?
Yeah, well, we see, we a couple weeks ago, we thought we were going to play the Yankees, but the Rays ended up beating them out as the best record in the American League East. So we play in the Rays now, and we have a chance to play maybe the Yankees. I think last time I saw the Yankees were losing tonight 2-0. But anyway, regardless, it's just a great time for Ranger fans, for the organization.
Go everything. Rangers!
Yeah, exactly. And
who do you put this down to? Who do you put this winning streak down to? Is it down to that coach? Coach, was it?
I mean, say what you will about Ron Washington, he does manage the game the way he does, and I mean, they win the games that way. Our general manager, John Daniels, like I said, you can't say enough about him. It's unbelievable what he's done with no money at all in the organization and acquiring these veterans at the right time. It's just he's done wonders.
Bravo.
Definitely bravo. It's amazing. Cheers to him.
Cheers to him. Yeah. What are we drinking tonight?
Let's cheers to
Crappy Red Stripe.
Right.
Cheers.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a little Red Stripe every now and then.
Bring out the Island Eye in your man. That was awful. God. I don't deserve to be on radio. Wait. No, I'm doing it again. Screw you.
I think we need to shut down the show for a second and just ponder on your Jamaican accent there.
Stop the music. How do you like your music, man? Okay, that's it.
Anyway, CJ Wilson going tomorrow against James Shields. Colby Lewis on Saturday at home for the first game against Matt Garza. Maybe we'll win it then, maybe not. I don't know, but it's just a great time to be a Rangers fan.
So golf clap.
Yeah, let's look like that. Speaking of golf, the Europeans again beat the Yanks in
yeehaw!
The Ryder Cup.
Oh, wait. They didn't say yeehaw in Europe, did they?
That's a little on my side.
Damn, it's like, oh, I've been here too long.
You have been here too long.
No, the Ryder Cup held in Wales, my home country.
That's right. Some good weather there, too. Right?
Yeah, most of our families who's been watching it have been saying that the weather's been fairly shitty the whole week. I guess that gives us the upper hand, right? This is the weather we're used to.
The weather outside right now, it's pretty nice, isn't it? Can't see that many other places this time of year. Anyway, yeah.
It's been rainy, shitty, and miserable.
At the Ryder Cup? Yeah, which, I mean, great finish.
But I love this, right? So it's being held at Resorts, right? It's just outside of Cardiff. Anyway, your family says to me over the weekend, right? They're like, yeah, the Ryder Cup's there. All the players have got to stay in these little cottages in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, no, they're at a resort. Oh, they have resorts in Wales! You gotta love it.
No way.
They got resorts. Do they have electricity? Yeah, the Vicar.
Do they still
the TV.
Make Christmas?
Do they? Oh, that's going back a fair bit.
It is going back.
That's going back a fair bit. Do they celebrate Kwanzaa there?
That's one of my favorites. Well, anyway, just a little Ranger. Just to go back to the Ranger Fest.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an important thing to win game one of the series. I mean, it's huge. I know I've already said that. But my favorite thing about the day, maybe, is that the club douche, Rich Harden, is no longer on the team. And I know that doesn't mean much to you, but...
Tell me about this douche.
This guy was terrible. We paid him, I don't know, a lot of money. Multi-million dollars. I think it was around $6 million to come play for us just for this year. And we ended up having to pretty much make up an injury so that he couldn't go out there and pitch anymore. So, it's a good day to be a Ranger fan. It really is.
What was his name?
Rich Harden? Big Dick Harden.
It was nice knowing you.
It was nice knowing you.
Little Dick Harden. We wouldn't give him the compliment.
Yeah. Well, adios, Rich Harden. It was nice knowing you.
Yes. Now you'll be
good
drinking
luck,
Red Stripe for the rest of
good
us.
Good luck pitching at AAA for some random terrible team in the future.
Moving on.
Yeah, in Mexico, like Nick Cars. Well, David, I'm not sure if you heard about this, but... I've heard some new ownership changes going on in Liverpool recently.
Oh, yes. You see, I've never been one to follow the Premiership Football League in the UK.
Well, one of the most hated men in this area at this point, Tom Hicks, former owner of the Rangers, no longer, thank God. But he's apparently trying to sell the team, and I hear that the front runner right now is John W. Henry, the owner of the Boston Red Sox.
So this is a really funny kind of, link. I mean, we talk about Texas sports here.
Right.
We talk about, European sports, where I come from. So this Hicks guy owned both teams at the same time?
He did. He owned the Rangers, Liverpool, and he also owned the Dallas Stars hockey team.
And he screwed them all up.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, the Rangers have been terrible. The Stars have been terrible since 99. Not terrible, but they haven't won since 99. And Liverpool has not done anything.
Well,
right?
No, I mean, the next season, it looks like they'll be relegated this season, so next season they won't even be playing in the Premiership. That's an epic fail.
It's got to be so frustrating to be a Liverpool fan, knowing that this guy from Texas owns the majority owner.
Doesn't understand your sport.
Right.
Thinks he can run it the same way he runs another team.
Yeah.
A US team.
That's terrible. That's gonna be so frustrating. And if anyone's that happens to be listening is a Liverpool fan, you know, I don't know what the odds are, but I mean, I feel for you.
Well, I heard this great quote the other day. I think it's either by John W. Henry. Henry or the last guy, but he said, "I know what soccer's all about. It's all about getting fannies on seats."
Right. Okay.
Well, fanny means a very different thing in the UK. Mm. It means the front and bottom instead of the back bottom.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you can
front
see,
bottom.
So you can see how well that went down, so to speak.
I'm sure that went over well. You know, I saw they published an email. Someone sent, I think it was Tom Hicks' son, who was running a lot of what was going on over at Liverpool. One of the fans sent him an email talking about how he was, you know, kind of frustrated with how the team was being ran. And apparently this was published on the internet, or I saw a screenshot of it, where the only reply that he sent back to this man was, wait, hold on, I'm going to misquote this, but it was along the lines of, like, fuck you, fuck face.
And that's how a company is run.
Oh, no. It was blow me, fuck face. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the best thing his son could come back with.
Right. So, I mean, that just shows how the team is being ran, right?
Epic fail.
Definitely an epic fail. And, you know, that's too bad. But hopefully, I mean, this John W. Henry guy, he's done
pretty well with Boston Red Sox,
right? Yes.
I mean, I don't know much about that baseball, but they seem to do well every year.
Yeah, the Red Sox are always in the hunt, and they've won two World Series since 2004. So, I mean, you know, if you can do that with one of the most, you know, the said cursed teams in baseball, I mean, you know, hopefully you can do something with Liverpool. I mean, I guess they deserve it now, right?
So do you think it's because he lets, like, the coaches and stuff do their thing? You know, does he get involved, or is it because he doesn't get involved?
You know, I think it has to be that he doesn't get involved. Maybe just hire the guy that...
The right guy.
Right, that knows what he's doing, knows the game. I mean, you look at Jerry Jones here at the Cowboys. He's the owner and general manager. But, I mean, there hasn't really been a team in the NFL that has ever succeeded where the owner was the general manager. Also, you have to hire a guy that, you know, all he knows is football. And that, you know, he's been around.
He's not a businessman, he's just a football coach.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that, you know, history shows that that doesn't work. But, you know, there's no talking these guys into anything with their egos and everything. They just want to control everything. So
Yeah. And it's not a business then, it's a toy.
Right.
Right, whereas this John W., was it Hardy, you said
Henry.
His name? Henry. Mm-hmm. He's going to be far more likely to see it as a business. You know, you get the right guy in to manage a team. And, you know, sell lots of shirts and all that kind of thing, and job done. Fingers crossed.
It's true. It's very true.
So we've got a big hopes for the Liverpool this year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hopefully.
However, if anyone supports another team, we're always willing to support them too.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I just go for the underdogs, and I just want Tom Hicks out of soccer and
sports in general. Yeah, sports in general, yeah. Right? So the other game we saw this week, over the weekend, we talked last weekend about the Scarlets versus the Ospreys game. This is the rugby game for the Magnus League in the UK, a local derby game, which was Scarlets versus Ospreys. I showed Paul some of the... I managed to hack the internets and you know, managed to watch the game. It was all in Welsh, funnily enough, you know, all in a completely different language. So,
I understood all of it.
Yeah, I understood all of it. My wife was like, why are you watching that? And she was in the kitchen at the time. She wasn't even watching it.
Where she belongs.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in trouble for that one. I'm in such trouble for that one. So, great game, you know, tense up to the last minute, except for one try, one goal that we saw happening. And I showed Paul this clip. So in rugby, you're not allowed to pass forward. We saw a second half of the game, about 10 minutes into it. The Ospreys were looking pretty dangerous. They were playing at the Scarlets' home ground. And they came up for the try, running up the left-hand side. Normally, you have to pass backwards. So there's a guy running up the right, wants to pass to his friend on the right. His friend is running ahead of him. Basically, the pass is like, ooh, 7 feet in front of him.
Which is the opposite of behind him, right?
Yeah, completely opposite. No. And it's just like, I mean, it you saw it, right? It really was a front throw.
It was.
You know, this guy's running ahead of me, I'll throw it forward. The ref allowed it, even though like the whole stadium saw it, even though they had it on like the Jumbotron. Well, they don't really have Jumbotrons in Wales. Okay.
Jumbotron's about as American as it can get, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Jumbotron in Wales is like a 42-inch TV in the corner, you know? Everyone be, you know, if the vicar owns it, right? You know? Everyone goes outside the vicar's house, looks through the window.
villagers?
All the villagers, yeah, standing there. Let me see! 11,000 villagers. Anyway, great game. Tense all the way through, which is really what you want in the game. There's a few real moments of flair from the game, but you know what? The ref slipped up there and, you know, it changed the whole dynamics of the game.
That was some hard-hitting rugby. I was impressed from what I saw of it.
They hammered 7 bells of shit out of that thing. In this week's games, there's no games this week in the Magnus League or next week. Next game will be on the 22nd. You'll hear from us before then.
Right. And this is the week that the Cowboys were out being bye.
Yes, they're all being bye this week, right? Weren't they? So
we'll be back next week. They're coming back to be straight next week, or this coming week. And we'll have more to talk about that. We'll talk about how the Rangers did in between then.
Yeah.
And we'll get an update on the Magnus League, right? Or is that... That's on break.
Yeah. We won't get an update on Magnus. We'll probably try and do a little bit more of the soccer.
Good.
And next week, next Wednesday, we don't have a show. I'm traveling, but we will have a show the Saturday after.
Let's do it.
So we'll talk a little bit more then. Until then, keep yourselves drunk and happy.
Yeah.
Sports,
that's always good.
Sports Phil. Let us know if there's anything that you think we should discuss or make fun of during the show. As always, Paul Shaw is your host.
Thank you so much.
I'm Roshi, his poor sidekick, and we look forward to you listening to us again soon. Thanks again.